Okay, so we're holding here on Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. We were talking yesterday about doing Avodah Zarah Shalai Kedaka. So we had two psukim. We had a pasuk of Ishtachava, that was marb everything. And then we had a pasuk of Zeveach, that Dafka Avodas that are similar to Shechita, which means Avodas Karbanos, that's when we have this, that Yechayev Shalei Kedaka. Shalei Kedaka means that on Avodah Zarah that they do Megafet, Menashek, whatever it is, they kiss this Avodah Zarah, and you went ahead and did something else. So that's called Shalei Kedaka. So Yechayev on that Avodah Zarah. If you did what they do, you're always Chayev. If they kissed Avodah Zarah, you kissed Avodah Zarah, you're Chayev. If they washed Avodah Zarah, you washed Avodah Zarah, you're Chayev. The question is, if you do something which is not the norm, so we learned out that if you're doing Avodas Pnim, which means you're shechting, or you're spritzing dam, or anything like that, then you're Chayev.
Chayev regardless.
Chayev regardless, even if that's not the normal of that Avodah Zarah. But if you do something which is not Avodas Pnim, so we said, V'zavachta teaches you to Avodas Pnim. If you do something which is not Avodas Pnim, then you wouldn't be Chayev for it on. You wouldn't be Chayev for it, Shalei Kedaka, something which is not the norm. Look at my wallet, like 10 lines from the top on Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. Amalai, Rav Acha, Midifti Le'avina. L'maidika Amalai Rav Abay Avchanan La'abaya. We had a Havamina. The Gemara had a Havamina yesterday. We learned that Rav Achana told Abaya, Eima yotze ishtachava l'lamid ala klal kulay. That when it said ishtachava, bowing down, why did the Pasuk say ishtachava? The Pasuk said already that any avayda v'yelech v'yavid alehim acherim, you're going to do any worship to avayda zara, you're going to be chayiv. So why did the Pasuk end off v'yishtachavu lahem? That they're going to bow down to it. The answer is that Yishtachava is coming to teach you any type of Avaida, any type of worship, you'll be chayiv. That's what he said. Yotze Yishtachava, the Lamed ala klal kuloi, to teach you that any type of worship, you should be chayiv. That's what was going on. So the Mar, if so, Eicha, the Pasuk says, Eicha yavdu hagoyim o eila. Lamute mai, if ishtachava would mean to be meisif anything, so what's eicha yavdu? What's that coming to be mayit? Eicha yavdu is mashma dafka kedarka, but shalei kedarka not. It's mashma dafka, you're doing it the normal. But if you're not doing it the normal way, you won't be chayiv. What's it coming to be mayit? Ishtachava tells you any type of worship be chayiv. So now what's Eicha Yavdu coming to be mayit? Zakti Gemara v'chi teima. If you're going to want to say, L'mute ha'pa'ar atzmai l'zayivchem, if it's going to tell you that it's being mayit something which is so embarrassing. Pa'ar atzmai l'zayivchem, which means we know what you do by pa'ar, what do you do by pa'ar? Release yourself, right? So if you're going to do that to other places,
why do I need a separate chiddush for that?
Should be a mitzvah.
Right.
No, but okay. Well, we know that
you're
doing
the people who spit at the church.
Yeah, but over there you're not doing for avodah zarah. Here you're doing.
You're deliberately doing to spit at the church.
Right.
But why do I need a separate miut for this? As opposed to any other one that you're doing differently than
no, because this is
so
this,
disgusting.
Yeah, this is disgusting. Okay. So if you're going to talk about such a avodah, such a worship that's so disgusting, right? That means we understand that you do something shalei kedar. Let's say you're supposed to wash this avodah zarah. That's the normal way, and you kiss it. So that we would understand, you know what?
Right.
Even though it's not, it's Avaida.
So it's included in it,
but that's included in Ishtachava. Any act of Kavod is already considered.
So So basically, any act of bezoyin maybe would not be included.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, you don't need to be ma'ayed from this pasuk. Mishtachava nafka, within the side of mishtachava. Ma'ashtachava derech kibud. Just like mishtachava is a way of kibud. Afkal derech kibud, so too, any derech kibud, any way of being mechabedet, of doing with derech kavod, you should be chayeva. Masha'enken, if it's derech bezayin, if it's embarrassing, you're not chayeva, it's pashut. It's coming to be mayat someone who's payer, who releases himself in front of the makulis. Now makulis was the avodah zarah that you throw stones at it. So it's also bezayinus. So you go ahead and you do a different type of bezayin. So maybe you should be chayiv. How do you know you're not chayiv? It's a normal way to do embarrassment, and you went ahead and did a different embarrassment. Hell, you know, you're not chayiv. Sakadat chamin hoyil v'avaydasa b'zayin. Avkal b'zayin. Kamash malah. Therefore, it's coming to teach you that only once that it has to be that avayd. Kedach. Zakti gemar ha'ala ha'ada amir ha'balaza. Minayim l'zaveach. Behem ala makula shul chayiv. How do you know that if you shech the behemoth to makulas the ichayit, shenema v'lo yizbechu haydez v'chayim l'se'irim, im ein ha'in l'kedaka, d'chse v'echi avaydu, v'na'in l'shalai kedaka. So,
what does that mean?
What
does it mean,
the ein ha'in l'kedaka, d'chse v'echi avaydu? Echi avaydu teach you the dafke kedaka, not shalai kedaka. So,
I don't even need that. When it came to zvicha, it's automatically that you're going to be chayv no matter what, regardless.
No, only but for avodas pnim.
Right, zvicha is avodas pnim.
Right.
So you're going to be chayv regardless.
But not all other, not menashek, megathev. So how do you know you'll be chayv? Tnei yilu shleikadash, shleikadak, mishtachavah nafka. So the ma hasam, there's two members of veach lahachis, you're going ahead and you're shechting lahachis, in order, which means you're not mitzchavin to be mekabel this via avodah zarah. Still, if you're shechting in front of it, you're over alive. You're shechting on purpose. Still, you're over alive, even though you're not having kavana to be mekabel this as avodah zarah. Okay, that was a new gemara. Now, if Mnuna ichasi leiturei, if Mnuna lost his shar, his axe. Paga be Ravas, he went to search for it. So he bumped into Rabba. Ramale Masit Nadadi. Rabba asked him a question. Now normally, if you lost something precious to you, and someone says, okay, I just want to ask you a question of learning, you tell them, excuse me. You know what I mean? Now I'm busy. Find me something else. Not right now. I'm chasing my axe. And the Gemara is coming to teach you. That means who cares what he was doing? Gemara is teaching you a lesson. Someone comes to talk to you learning, you should always listen. What's going on? They're sitting in the Adrama. No? Okay. So that's what happened there. So Rav Mnuna lost his axe, and he's going searching for it. And Rabba comes and tells him, I have a question. I have two Mishnayos that are shvayan each other. Tanan, in our Mishnah it says, it's the first words in our Mishnah. It says, if you din avodah zarah, that means you're doing an act. Oyvedin, oymeloy, dafka if you're doing an act, but saying, no, there's no chiv. So if you say that you're dining avodah zarah, there's no chiv. So he says, I, va'anantnan, we learn a different Mishnah later on, if you say avid, that you're going to go din avodah zarah, Eilech v'eved, I will go. And then, Neilech v'neved, let's go together. He says with other people. Let's go together. Over there it says that Yechayev. See, our mission is mashma, dafka, when you do ek, when you actually din avodah zarah. And that Mishnah says, by saying it is enough to be chayev. Okay? Steven. This is the question that Rabbi asked Rav Mnuna.
What's the reasoning that a person should be chayv just by saying he's going to do it? We don't see any other averus that.
Because of his mekabel, if you're saying I'm going to go be other, he's already mekabel.
He's saying you're going to go with chazal.
Right. What are you doing? No, chazal. What do you mean mekabel? Mekabel chazal.
He said I'm going to go.
I'm going to go and din avodah zarah. That means this is my eleka. This is my eleka. This is who.
Even without, if you're saying I'm mekabel, that's enough already.
Right. So Amaloi, so he asked him the steer, is it, are you chayev for just by saying, or you need to act? So Amaloi, ba'oime, and our mission is talking about, eini mekabel alai, ela ba'avayda. Our mission is talking about that he says, I'm not mekabel, just by doing an act. So you're right, by saying itself, you're chayev. But our mission says that I'm not mekabel, I'm going ahead, I'm waiting to do an act, therefore, Yoni Chaim, if you do an act, push it. That's one tax. If you say, I'm going to say different tax. Tanoi Shaklis Alma. You're coming, you ask me from one mission to the next. It's Machlekes Tanoi. Tanoi, it's Machlekes Tanoi. The Tanya, written the Bryce, Ha'oime Boyu Vavduni. Someone comes along and says,
I'm God.
I'm God, and bow down to me. Who did that? Yeah. Haman. So Rameyah Mechayev, Rabbi Yudah Paita. Rameyah says, the person that said, bow down to me, he's convincing other people to bow to Din Avodah Zarah. See, he's Chayev like a Mesis. What does a Mesis get? Skila, right? So he's chayiv skila. Now, Rabbi Yudah Paita, Rabbi Yudah says, no, you pata. Look, what are we talking about? Hecha de palchu, if they bow down to him, kula amalei pligi, everyone agrees, nechsiv lei sasa lecha pesel, everyone agrees he's supposed to get killed, because we dash lei sasa lecha, doesn't say lei sasa pesel, it says lei sasa lecha, don't make yourself like avay de zar. So everyone agrees you get killed. Keep ligi be the boy, but he told people bow down to him. Remeya Sava the boy Milsi. Remeya says it's worth something,
and they didn't listen to him.
Yeah, and Rabbi Yudah Sava the boy allowed Milsi. It's not worth anything. Didn't do it yet, so would he get killed? Hold on, right. So that's Rabbi Yosef answered the two Mishnayos that you're telling me. One place says that by saying itself, you get killed. That was the next mission. And our mission says, you only get killed by act. It's a machlekes from Yudah Meir. So like, you make believe you have a question. It's a machlekes tenayim. So the Mishnah is, one's a Yudah, one's a Meir. So the Mahadam Rabbi Yosef Lav Milfi. No, you can't answer that. The Afilu Rabbi Yudah, even Rabbi Yudah B'dibur, Nam Chiyuv Mechayiv. Nechayiv on words itself. The Tanan, the Tanya, Rabbi Yudah Aimeh, L'olam ein echayv at shiyayme
ever,
when he says, I'm going to go din, avedazar, eilech ve'eved, neilech ve'naved. V'may kemifliki, what are they arguing on? V'meisis la'atzmai.
One thing, l'olam ein echayv as opposed to what?
Oh, we're going to see. V'may kemifliki, what are they arguing? V'meisis la'atzmai, where he told them to din avedazar on him, that he's God. The army land, they told him in. They said, okay, we're going to do it. So come in, this is where they're arguing. Ma'asava meisis la'atzmai shamilet. They're going to hear. They're going to listen to him. The Indic army, this is that they said yes. Kushtahu, they really mean it. They're going to din avay dezar. Ma'asava meisis la'atzmai la'shamilet. When he says that he's avay dezar, that he's God, they're not listening to him. May my army, they say, ma'ishna iyu minan. Didan, Rabbi, you're the same person like us. All of a sudden, you call yourself God. You're the same garbage like I am. The Indica Amri, this is what they're saying. Yeah, Achuche Olev. They're laughing at it.
They're saying sarcastically.
They're saying sarcastic. Yeah, I'll bow down to you. Who in the world do you think you are? You're the same boss of Adam. You're the same guy like me. So therefore, so this is where the Machlekes is. So when they said, yeah, that they mean that they're going to bow down to him, that we take them serious and we kill this person, or we
they're
kill the Mesis.
The Burabalman. He's the Burabalman, they're the Burabalman.
Exactly. So, or, so,
No, so if you tell me that Be'etzim Dibur Ma'amid doesn't do it, it's only because they're saying yes now, they're nodding their heads. What do you do if they're nodding their heads? They didn't either do it yet.
It doesn't matter, but you see that they're taking it serious, so they're taking his word seriously.
And we're the Chayav Mis already?
No, not then. He's Chayav Mis.
He's Chayav Mis because they're taking it seriously?
Yeah.
Might just be shown otherwise. Isn't it?
Why?
Because there have been people in Israel history that
why is it even
mentioned?
It's just by saying, Dibur is a mess. We always say Dibur is not a mess.
This is a new Passover.
We always say Dibur is not a mess.
It's a new Passover.
Yeah.
No.
So you don't need. It was saying you're talking about even mice. We're saying when they said, "Yeah," was it a joke or was it for real?
Then it's different when it says.
Right, you don't need a mice.
No, but okay, no, it's different.
I say he's asking very good. No, how do you answer?
What did he ask?
He asked that we see history is not like this. People said that.
People said what?
That they're Yashka and then people don't have him, right? Haman, everyone's bound at him.
It's not everybody.
No, he didn't. Okay, look to Gemara. See, if so, we still have Shver. The Mishnah Maslisin can be Yachad Anisis, can be Ram Anisisim. Here is talking about that one. You convincing one person, and here's talking about convincing a lot of people. What's the difference? Yachid like Mimlech. One person doesn't retract V'toyi Basrei. It's very easy to convince one on one. Rabbi Mimlech even like V'toyi Basrei. A lot of people they'll say, okay, yeah, you're God. But then they're going to be tracked. They're going to start together. They're going to act upon. You have a one-on-one with someone, you convince it. Once you talk to a lot of people, then they're not going to get convinced. So it's Imara. I'm a Beis. No, Minila. How do I know this? The Chsev Loi Soiva Loi Veloi Sishmael of Ha'ava V'Shama Chayiv. But one person itself, you would be Chayiv. So you see that. That's the difference. One Mishnah is talking about. One person, the other Mishnah is talking about a rabbi. Okay. Well,